Welcoming our residents and citizens that are here tonight. And sorry, I make a motion to that effect, Susan?
If y'all would like to.
Yeah. And this is a process that we never know how it's going to go, but we attempt to assist our downtown residents in historic neighborhoods and overlay districts in making improvements that fit in with the remaining historic fabric of our downtown. So we do appreciate you all's input and also the folks that come here to hear comments, and hopefully it will be relatively painless for you all. One of the first things we will do, though, I think we're on record. One thing I wanted to do was to make a little presentation here to someone here, someone special. Our Madam Secretary, Susan French, who will soon be retiring. And so I wanted to present her with a certificate for her 15 years of dedicated service and leadership to the Design Review Board.
Thank you.
Listen, if we got Lisa Hall back, I think we'd
Thank you, Susan, very much for trying to keep us out of trouble.
You're not always successful. I'll be back.
I know you will be back.
But I mean, I'll be back again and again. I'm sure y'all are behaving.
And you're going to be here next month.
I don't know if I'll be here, but I will be here. I don't know if I'll be in the meeting, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, and thank you, Tommy. Good, and now we'll go ahead and proceed with our minutes. You all have minutes for February for the work session and the regular meeting, and I would like to entertain a motion regarding the minutes, please.
Motion to be approved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate Lucy Knowles, Vice Chairman, and presiding last month. Okay, now, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
We had a motion here from one of you folks to move the historic overlay district items B above new business. Would somebody...
That would be B1 and 2?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So move.
Okay. Is that discussion?
Okay.
Discussion?
Yeah. So are the applicants here?
Yes.
But I don't see David.
Yeah,
David Stinson. Somebody
here
representing, right? David.
So my problem is he may came in late, thinking that he had some more time, and now we're moving him up to first, and I don't see that.
Well, if he doesn't come in, we can...
We'll go back.
Mm-hmm. We'll go back.
Well, that was my only discussion.
Right. Let's go ahead. I think we can go ahead and do it, because we may end up having to, since we have these separate applications, if he comes in. Now, we can punish him if you want, for not being here. But he did not know, I guess, that we were considering.
He didn't know at the final. You know, I couldn't tell him what the final word is until y'all do it, so. I didn't.
Well, let's go ahead and vote on this. And thank you for making that point, Ben. Okay. All in favor of moving the items B1 and B2 up to the top of the agenda? Raise your right hand. Okay, everybody but Ben. Okay. Okay, that means that. I think that what we'll do is just hold those. Now, is Sean Lee with fencing here? He is here. Good. So he he gets the benefit from this.
There you go.
You want to read his?
Sure.
And then we'll let you come up as soon as she gets reading.
Okay. This is an application in the Historic Overlay District. This application 15-040. The applicant is Sean Lee, and the location is 458 Whiskey Road. The applicant is requesting approval to add fencing on the east and west sides of the property at 458 Whiskey. This property actually extends from Whiskey Road back to York Street. Number one, on the York Street side of the property, a masonry wall is proposed for a length of 100 feet. There will be a 12-foot wide black metal driving gate and a 4-foot wide walking gate. The height of the wall on the north end of the property will be 6 feet, and because of the slope of the property, will be 7 feet 6 inches on the south end to maintain a level height. At each end of the wall and on either side of the driving gate will be 24-inch square brick columns, and in between will be 16-inch square brick columns spaced every 7 feet 6 inches apart. The accents on top of the columns will be similar to the columns at Chinaberry next door. Maybe he provided a picture. Between the columns will be a lower 3-foot tall plus or minus brick wall with black metal fencing above. At each end of the wall will be 6-foot tall black metal fencing to connect to adjoining walls and fences, and you can see that on the elevation. Number two, on the Whiskey Road side of the property, a 6-foot tall black coated chain link fence is proposed to be installed in an area of dense foliage between an existing brick wall on the south end of the property and the adjoining brick wall on the property to the north. This type of fencing is being proposed because of moisture in the undergrowth and the fact that there are other fences like this on adjacent properties. The applicant does state that a second choice, not his primary choice, would be a wood 6-foot tall privacy fencing, but because of the moisture problems, they don't think that's the best possibility.
Okay. All right, we have the applicant here. I believe if you would come forward, and you can stand right there where the overhead projector is. There's a microphone in that. And give us your name and address, please.
My name is Sean Lee. I am currently reside in 144 Saddlebrook Trail in Graniteville. Hopefully, if the bank comes through, we'll be residing at 458 Whiskey Road as of tomorrow this time.
Mm-hmm.
So the proposal, two parts. The first is a brick masonry fence. I think this is very much what we're trying to do is keep it very much in line with what is next door at a property called China Bearing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are also brick fences immediately across York Street, and then half a block down the side street there. As far as the height, I know that is a bit of a sticking point at some points. I did want to first bring up is the initial contractor that we were working with miscalculated the fall of the property line in that north-south direction along York Street. It's actually about 3 feet.
Ah.
So wanting to avoid a nine-foot tall fence, what we may end up doing is having six to eight inch drops as you go along the mm-hmm. side of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be flat across the top
mm-hmm.
to avoid that kind of extreme height. I'm trying to keep it below the 7 foot right. 6 inch height that we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
The proposal two, as much as I agree with, I think with most, that chain link is not the ideal. There are two reasons for proposing that. One is for maintenance concerns, that a wooden fence, that because there's dense foliage there, it's really, I think a black vinyl-coated chain link fence would be difficult to see, either from the Whiskey Road side or even from in front of the house. Will hold up over time better given that dense foliage.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there is precedent even immediately across Whiskey Road, very clearly visible from the street is an existing metal chain link fence. A block and a half down at Dupree, right across from Hopeland Gardens, there's a you know, barbed wire chain link fence, so, you know, within about 3 or 4 lots south on Mesquite Road. We certainly want to, you know, be part of the thrusters preserving the historical integrity of downtown. So if we, that's felt to be of concern, the secondary option was about a 6-foot tall wooden privacy fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll throw it open for questions. I have one or two, but if y'all have a question.
Well, I've got a question. So the so you think it's going to have some step downs in order to stay a little bit lower? And is this wood or wrought iron that I see in between the brick?
It's a wrought iron look. So it's a steel, but it's galvanized and powder coated.
I see the picture on the next page, but yes. From the drawing, it didn't look like panels or something, you know.
They are 7'6" long metal prefabricated panels that are about 3 foot tall.
Now I'm confused. Let's see. They're actually pickets, though, right?
Yes, they're pickets.
They're pickets?
Okay. They're pickets.
Do they have, now I see the example there with the decorative ironwork, is it?
Yes. Yes,
okay, that is correct.
Yes, that's it, and that's what we're talking about, the fence.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they're pickets.
Essex fence panel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the idea of your columns every so often just is a, you know, ideal way to make the steps work.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's a traditional way to go around the hill without having to turn your verticals.
Getting on slope, yeah.
Yeah, out of plumb. So that would solve your problem easily, I think. I think we should point out that your chain link fence is actually quite a distance from the road. It's probably at least 15. Do you recall what the distance is back from your property line?
It's not on the property line. It's probably 20 feet or so in from the property line on the
side. So it's actually not even a fence on your frontage. It's a fence in your property.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think it would be visible from the street.
I really do not believe so. The current, what's there now is at the sort of northwest corner of the house, there's a brick masonry wall that goes backwards along the back of the house to fence in a pool area.
Mm-hmm.
And even that solid brick, which gets up to about 8 feet, is not visible given the foliage.
Yeah. I guess I would also add, I see that you have some brick samples, and if you go around and look at the brick walls that are unpainted in Aiken, they're pretty much a uniform clay color.
Right.
And I don't know how we got into this flashed brick thing in a previous application, but
okay.
The walls just typically aren't done like that. So it looks like you... One of these bricks has a little more variation in color. It's hard to tell from a photograph of a sample, but...
Right. I will say we did our best to try to match a brick that's similar
found,
to the Chinaberry wall next door, and then they actually have a separate kind of brick that goes along the top as a kind of a soldier row.
What kind of mortar were you thinking about using?
A medium gray color, trying to be similar to...
Yeah. Not like a bright white?
No.
Yeah, that changes the color of the wall with the white mortar. Now, I noticed that the columns don't appear to have any cap. Is that a desire of you to not have a cap on the...
So I'm...
Put a little thin.
Exhibit D.
Yeah.
If you look at Exhibit D, the masonry wall on the at 458 Whiskey Road, the proposed property, you know, our property, as well as the neighboring property, have this similar detail at the top, and that's what we propose for, to have a similar detail.
Oh, you're actually proposing this. You're not just showing us an example.
Exactly. I'm trying to propose that that's going to be similar as we can make it to that.
Yeah, I read that wrong. Yeah, okay. So it actually would have a...
Right.
So it's a double width...
Double width, yeah, two bricks wide.
Bricks, two bricks, and then you tilt the top in to one cap. Okay, yes. That's a good traditional detail around here.
Mm-hmm.
And sheds water, true.
Right.
Okay, that's great. I noted it was China there, but I didn't know you were going to try to duplicate. Some folks might think that gate is a little bit elaborate. I don't know if that was personally selected. What do you all think as far as the gate?
Yeah, I was considering whether it was too elaborate.
Mm.
Maybe the sort of the scroll looking stuff is in the center is, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you need quite so much stuff?
It doesn't have to be. It can be toned down a little bit, I think, if that's a sticking point. I'll be,
Are those wood? So, excuse me. I think it does relate, though, to the design.
Yes.
What is the solid material?
That's a metal material.
And
it's
metal,
a thin,
okay.
It's a thin kind of sheet metal.
Okay.
Of the same kind, so steel, galvanized, and powder coated.
Yeah.
So it looks very much like a wrought iron.
Yeah.
But again, I'll tell you, in all honesty, my name is Sean and my wife's name is Karen, and so it's the two S's looking at each other, and we've had that going since we got married, so that was that we could tone it down a little.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay. Well, yeah, you could do a simpler S, probably.
That's kind of, it's the S's looking at each other, so that was the one that we could find.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving us a clue there.
Maybe if we have a few fewer of them, that might help.
We'll see if we can.
Well, there's some S's and some C's and some.
There are.
Yeah.
We could try turning it down. See what else is out.
Yeah.
Is out.
Okay.
So on your masonry fence, how far off the street did you say that was?
We measured from the middle of the street at 35 feet.
35 feet?
35 feet. And what we're going to try to do, you know, the entrance to Chinaberry is right there on our end of their lot. So we're going to start our fence, you know, my intention is to start about 2-3 feet back from where theirs is, so it won't change the look of their entrance way. There's some foliage, there's some trees, small trees there.
Yeah.
So this, our fence will start a little bit further back, so as you drive up to the entrance of Chinaberry, it won't be as...
So is this a York Street extension as a 68 feet right-of-way? Is that what I read in the middle here?
On the flat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe so.
And so 35 feet wouldn't get you off the city's right-of-way, would it? From the center of the road?
No, you're saying 35 feet.
Yeah.
35 feet from the edge or from the center? Because I thought I heard you say the center.
From the center, but the road itself, you know, I don't...
It's 34.
I mean, we're probably... it's a good 25 feet 30, from
34,
the
sorry.
Edge of the road.
Okay. I'm sorry. My math messed up.
Yeah, as long as you find the pins. And Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you for the... And now I think I'm figuring out, Mark Silva, is he the previous owner?
Yes.
Okay.
He's actually, as of tonight, the current owner. And
he's
closing tomorrow.
And so he's giving you permission. Okay.
Yes.
So on the chain link fence, I understand why you would like that. And I think you agree with us on why we would not like a chain link fence. And I think as long as that foliage stays in there between Whiskey Road and all, you know, but we don't regulate foliage, and so tomorrow you could come in there and clear cut it all the way to Whiskey Road, you know, and then you've got a chain link fence separating the house from Whiskey Road.
Absolutely. Well, certainly from my perspective, we have zero intention to remove the foliage. If at some point, you know, the only thing I could see doing would be to make it put some prettier foliage at some point, you know, maybe put some flower trees or something in there at some point, or some cypress, something like that. But I don't think we're going to mess with that at any time. Again, for us, it's a privacy issue and a noise issue from the road noise. So cutting that down, I think, would be counterproductive for us.
I agree as well.
Is this a dog for a dog to
yeah, we have, contain we have dog. Some dogs, and we have two young children. So we want to make sure they're not.
Well, we have a lot of unattractive wood fences too, mm-hmm. around town, so it isn't a guarantee, you know, if just because it's wood.
Well, that's, I was going to say I'm in favor of the chain link fence.
Yeah, I am too. Sometimes it's...
Well, I think again, in the black color, if you did, you know, get glimpses of it through the foliage, it would be very difficult to stand out in any way.
Yep. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Well, thank you. We'll see if we have any folks that want to speak with regard to this from our audience. And if we need you to come back up, we will certainly.
Absolutely.
You want to stay around until we vote, I know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Anyone here who would like to speak about the new wall and fencing at 458 Whiskey Road? Seeing none, I think we could call for a motion.
Motion to approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor? Raise your right hand. Okay. Good to go. Hopefully you've got a chance to close on it.
Did a good job. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next application is also in the historic overlay. This application number 15-035, David Stinson, 560 Newbury Street Southwest. The applicant is requesting approval to complete the replacement of all wood siding left on the house and garage with new hardy plank siding to match what is already on the house. The applicant states that the front and rear of the house are already the cement board siding. The garage will be done first with the two sides of the main house to follow. Pictures are attached.
Okay. All righty, and we have our, I believe we do have our applicant here tonight. He's got a permanent spot back there. Okay, did we accurately describe what you
absolutely
there? Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I think we're always interested in replacing old deteriorated wood siding with something other than vinyl.
Oh, yes.
So some of this is the garage and some of this is the house. Is that
correct? Of course, I'm David Stinson, 560 Newbury Street. The house front and the area around the sun room that was added a year or two ago, a couple years ago, was all hardy plank. And the rear of the house, the east side, is all hardy plank, and the area around the south side of the kitchen is hardy plank. So I'd say, you know, 30-40% of the house is hardy plank, and the rest is wood. The garage is all wood. You all recently had granted permission for me to pull away, maybe it was done in-house, but I had gotten permission to pull the hillside away from the garage, and it had been about 2 or 3 feet up the back of the garage. So all of that wood is rotted now that I've cleared that up and put a patio in. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me the long-term solution is a hardy plank that matches the wood siding I have there, and I just want to get that okay from you.
Yeah. Now, we're looking at this exhibit page. It's page 2. It's in the rear. Looking at a blue rollout trash container.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't clean up the foreground.
And the intersection of the roofs. Now, is that part of the wood that'll be covered over. This is right up in there.
Where you see the stairs going up,
yeah.
That wall is all hardy plank.
Good.
To the left is all wood.
And that's where we're going to continue on hardy plank going correct. Around the house. So, okay, good. Now, do you take the, do you have them remove the siding, or do you know what they're going
to do? You know, I'm going to leave it up to whoever does. I imagine just for upgrading, I'll probably have them remove it and do things like insulation and upgrade
yeah.
a lot of stuff that hasn't been done in years. And
right,
that.
And it may be necessary to get around the windows and the trim. And that was the other thing I was going to ask you. The trim, you're maintaining the wood, the existing wood trim up there. The cornice, is it wood or is it something else?
Oh, in the windows or around the...
The roof eave.
That is all wood. That's the best of my knowledge.
So that'll be the same. No change to that.
You know, you brought up a good question. I hadn't really thought about that. I don't have a strong feeling about that. I don't see why I need to change it.
No, I don't think you do.
It's protected and doesn't have the issues of the siding.
I think we're just clarifying what the application covers. And that it doesn't cover the desire to wrap it in aluminum or something.
Oh, mercy no. Okay. Not at my house.
Okay. All right. But that happens.
I understand, yes.
It's harder to...
If I were to want to... Now, all the windows are newer, but we've done them, to fit the old design. If I were to do anything other than just the siding, which is all this requested, I'd come back. But right now, strictly the siding is all I'm talking about. And I'll need each of you to either buy or sell a home to me in the next year just to fund it. So it may be some time before I get to the next level.
All right. We'll keep that in mind.
David, you don't offense, Mark.
Where'd Mark go? How about, are you going to paint the garage?
It's going
to
be...
I would probably want to, at one time, a whole different commission at the time, when I enlarged it, I was part of the arrangement, part of the approval was don't change the garage, you know. It's a dreadful old, piece of wooden mess. I mean, don't change the exterior is what they said. I'd be happy to paint it. I'd love to match the house.
Yeah, you're going to paint it. I mean, do hardy board, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what you're asking, Ken?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would think if you're going to put hardy plank up, it's going to come primed, and you're going to need to paint it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love that. I know at one time you all said, don't paint it. Yeah, with the hardy plank, I will.
Okay.
And so,
it would probably just match up the house. I mean, they're both so tiny.
And so the reason you didn't request the siding to be replaced when you came in last time is that you didn't...
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Yeah. But it sounds like when you dug out that so much rotten wood precipitated a change.
And it just got me thinking the north side of the house, a lot of the wood is not so much rotted, but it's on the shady side of the house under some big trees. And some of the boards have cracked or broken over the years, and that... And the same is true just at the edge of those stairs in that photo. And it just got me thinking it's probably something that's going to come up over time, and why not just do it all for the long run?
Well, it's a series of additions to it, appears to be the garage.
That house has been altered so many
times. Yeah. Okay. Well, any other questions?
You're not looking to change the color of the house, then? Do we care about that, Susan?
Not once it's been painted.
No purple, I promise.
Yes, so, now, but I mean, this is confusing because you're putting up, you're going to put up hardy plank siding to match the color of the house, so it will be painted to match the house. And then from that point on, he's asked for the approval to match the house, and then if he wants to paint it purple in 2 years, he can do that without approval.
Right. Unlikely, but
yes.
I like the option.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not that option.
All right, well, the only thing I would say is no changes in any windows or anything.
No, all the windows have been updated, and then we'll need trim areas like you pointed out along. Or else replace them with wood, but yeah, we'll leave them as wood.
Okay, all right, well, good, well, thank you. David?
Thank you.
We'll see.
Sir David.
Sir David.
Yeah, sir. Title.
Would anyone like to speak in favor or in opposition to David putting Hardy Plank on his old siding house? I think we could have a motion and any further discussion.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 15-035, I move that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand.
Okay. Well, now we'll move on to the Old Aiken Overlay. We've actually got five applications from Mark Thompson tonight. The first one is application number 15-0010027. This is for 255 Lawrence Street Southwest, which is the final one of four lots, which was laid out and mostly developed several years ago. So this is for the remaining lot. He's requesting approval for the construction of a new 2,213-square-foot two-story house. This is the last empty lot behind number 10 Downing Street. Construction will include a crawl space with an old brick foundation, hardy plank exterior siding, simulated divided light vinyl clad windows, French doors with transoms, 30-year architectural shingles, vinyl eaves and soffits, a brick chimney, not as shown on the plan, but the old brick. Scallop siding on the gable and vinyl shutters. The colors of materials will match those in the elevation except for the color of the brick. A covered porch with an outdoor pergola will be located on the left side of the house or the south side, and the garage will be located at the rear of the house. Side and rear elevations will not be visible from the city right-of-way.
Okay. All right, we have our applicant here tonight. You give us your name officially.
Mark Thompson, 134 Lawrence Street, Northwest, Aiken 29801.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You arrived with a splash.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. Do y'all have questions? I know that we have a sort of a rendered view on Exhibit C. Is there anything that on there other than maybe the pergola, but is there anything there that is you don't anticipate doing? I think it mentioned the fish scale shingles that you would be doing.
Yes.
There's some sort of decorative glass in certain windows. Is that part of the application?
It appears to be in the front door. I think the other is just a reflection of the railing, if it looks to be, on the French doors, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I'm looking
upstairs.
At upper windows.
Yeah, that's fine.
They'll be just like that?
Yes.
Okay. Just so we know what we're, you know, what it is we're building. Okay, and let's see. Do you have questions?
So, I'm not sure. What? And I apologize. What all are we voting on in terms of, since it's in the Old Aiken Overlay District, it isn't the same thing as a historic district, right?
Right. None of his applications are historic.
Right.
District. It's still design.
Okay.
The standards are somewhat the same.
They're similar. And, you know, design standards too, like the siding.
And, Mark, your site plan, Exhibit B, we're talking about lot number 4 on that site plan?
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, and 3 are completed.
Okay.
And what we see is the elevation that if you were to glimpse down that really.
Because of the positioning, you'll probably not even be able to see that because of the Hayes House, but that will be, the orientation would be back toward Lawrence Street.
Is it going to be that close to the property line on the front?
Yes, it has a 5-foot setback for utilities. We've had it, we agreed to a 15-foot setback on the right-hand side because we, when we built three, we allowed it to be built 5 feet from the, made an adjustment so there was still 20 feet of separation between the properties.
Now, are you finished? I had a follow-up question to that. Mark, you're not going to, let's see, you're going to, people will have to walk around that, visitors, let's say, walk around the front on that, to get to the front door. Am I reading the plan? Is it oriented right?
The door is facing the Lawrence.
That's correct.
Right.
But it's sort of around the corner from...
Yeah, from the driveway.
From where people come in.
So do we care where the driveway is oriented?
Excuse me?
Do we care where the driveway is oriented?
That's along the property line where there's an existing foliage line and also with the property that belongs to the city that is... where Christ Central is located. Separates that and then the far side has the railroad tracks.
I think the rest of the plan makes sense because the dining room and breakfast, we've talked about this on others of his houses, but they are getting good south
right.
light.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that respect, if you flipped it, you would lose the... Daylight.
Plus, there's a fall to the property on that back left-hand corner, so that pergola on the left-hand side will give you some view down that slope.
I guess you may end up having to have some steps on one of these porches then, so that perhaps they go off from the dining room side and get you up and let you walk across.
I don't think so, McDonald.
Okay. It didn't clear where the steps are really on that building.
So some of these windows look like they're like on the top. They look like they're leaded glass or something. And you're not planning on doing that look, are you?
Yes.
He is.
You are.
Yeah. He said the what we see is the design up there is what he's given. What he's
building. And you getting that Nevada window?
So why don't you have it a little farther back on the lot and maybe...
Because of the slope. It just would require considerable... There's nothing else back there for one thing, and then the ravine where the city did the stormwater runoff for the Sand River project years ago, whatever, is at the bottom of that deal. And there's nothing you see with the backyards from the houses on Highland Park. It's just a slope off that, where we are in position, it's going to still require a retaining wall and, some fill to that area, but just because of that right-hand side is the higher, flatter part of the property.
In other words, if you push that, the whole house down, the garage will have to drop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it could.
Yeah.
Where's the house on lot one sit, Mark?
It faces the driveway.
And it's right up on it.
And it's right up, yeah. It has two single driveways. That's Mr. Hayes' house. There's two single car garages with a French courtyard kind of thing in the middle. I kind of stole the design from the Johnson's place in the alley on Arbor Terrace that had the little two front garage with a small courtyard. We just expanded that and did the design off of that.
Is this house sold, or are you going to put it on the market for sale?
We're just going to put it on the market for sale.
Now, Mark, the other houses, have they had aluminum trim? The other houses on number 10?
They've all had vinyl eaves and soffits.
Oh, vinyl. Okay, vinyl eaves and soffits.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's what you'll be doing here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, any other questions? We have about four more. Is that right? To go.
Well, not for Mark.
Three.
No questions for Mark? Okay. Okay, thank you, Mark. Anyone here have any statement they would like to make with regard to the application for 255 Lawrence Street behind number 10 Downey? Don't see anyone. Yeah.
Lot one.
Okay.
I'm trying to read vacant forever, but barring that.
But you're not offering to buy it?
No, I'm not offering.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you should come up and...
Well, if he doesn't really...
Okay.
He's making a joke.
Okay.
I think, okay. All righty. Would y'all like to make a motion now and then we'll see where this goes? I guess before y'all are mulling it over, it's odd that for some reason the glass on the second floor has lots of detail and muttons and decorative stuff and prism glass and all. Then downstairs it's just glass. I guess if I were to negotiate any, I would say, could you put some muttons in the windows on the first floor and simplify the ones up on the upper level? I don't know why it's done like that. I think it's just the guy who did the rendering got carried away on the upper level. But does that, I don't know whether you need to come forward. Maybe you do, Mark. Could you come forward and address that? Because these guys are... not making a motion yet, so that was something that it detracts a little bit from what looks like a traditional home.
Well, we could certainly choose them all to be divided light, and everybody be happy. So I mean, that's yeah. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to do that.
It's just like plate
that's
glass.
That's less expensive for me, so.
Yeah, and downstairs you've got plate glass windows, and it actually, if you cover that up, the house improves the overall appearance. So that would be one comment I would have of just some muttons.
Still matching the size of the openings, though. Still.
Well, let me ask this: would we be better off to change all of the windows to divided light rather than the mutton design at the top? Well, you have a preference to that?
I think the design at the top looks good. Yeah, you know, my question is if is there only, you know, 10 feet between the house and in front of it, you're never going to see the windows on the front until you walk right up to them anyway.
Well, there's 20 feet because there's 10 foot of separation on the property as well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me whether you do it. I mean, you could make a case that you can't even see this house.
Right.
But I'm saying in terms of if I were the owner of the house and if I walked back there, it'd be nice if I had an attractive front facade. That'd be my suggestion. Now, upper, I'm not saying I don't like the ones at the top, but I just primarily, I think if it had muttons, and I don't think that's a much difference in cost.
Yeah,
I think the renderer just didn't quite finish his work. It's supposed to be a glass living. See, it's not like you've got a big, expansive view and you want to... Glass. Well, that would be something you could consider.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, my concern with this is I kind of like the design, but I don't like the fact that the front door is 5 feet off the property line, and it seems to me that it would be more appropriate for this lot to have the entrance on the side rather than where it is on this house.
Well, I agree, but...
The front door is 12 feet from the property line. It's a 7 foot depth of the porch. So
Well, the front of the house, the roof line is 5 feet off the property line.
Right.
Yeah, so it just seems to me that you maybe have a nice facade, but as McDonald says, nobody's going to get to appreciate it.
Right.
So, you know, why not do something that's oriented a different way where somebody can...
Well, again,
because it's looking at a brick wall with windows, right, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
I mean, Mark, you've got to sell this thing. You know, we don't have to live with it.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's been very popular as far as the design because of the orientation of the slope to the back left.
Right.
The reason and rationale for the entrance on the right-hand side is it's away from the driveway to some degree, so it's a little bit tucked, a little more private, gets it back a little further from the separation, you know, and the orientation of the house is still the direction that we want it to be. And I don't want to modify the entrance and turn the house the other direction. It's only it's about I've forgotten the exact dimensions, but
if you turned it, you'd have to make it a detached garage and move it back.
Right.
Or underneath.
You mean if you flipped it?
Yeah, mirror reverse. But no, but yeah.
Well, I thought Lizzie was talking about spinning it 90 degrees to the left.
Oh, I mean, I think the design is fine.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe another design would do better here.
Yeah.
That's my point.
It's not designed for the lot.
And I think that you had some others that where isn't the one, what was it, lot, is it lot 3 oriented towards the Southern Bell building? No, it's not.
Set lot 3?
Yeah.
No, it's oriented to Warren Street. It matches.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
It is a problem here with these lots, and it's come up over and over just because they're small lots. And small lots were, I like small lots. The more I pick up limbs out of my 1 acre lot, the more I would prefer a smaller lot. But it's so critical where the doors are and where the car, you know, where the front door of the house is. And it can work, but it's just hard to get a plan out of a magazine and make it. I mean, that's the issue.
2 and 3 are oriented facing each other.
Yeah.
One faces the West Central building.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
see, this has such an ideal center orientation. The rooms that you live in are on the southeast corner, so. That's why anything you do to it is going to, you lose that. You know what I mean? Listen, that's the sunny. He's got the sun coming up in the living room and then the dining room and right around.
If it would make it, I can move it back an additional 5 feet and not have any real issues with the drop.
And drop the garage a foot or two if you had to.
Probably, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you had to.
Well, that would help. Yeah.
That would give you then 20 feet of separation from the other residents.
You can have a little bit of a walk.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good idea, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I still think it would be better if it faced the other way.
So is it up to us to vote on house orientation? Mm-hmm. Is that something we're...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't know if we were stepping on Mark's toes.
No.
But it won't fit the other way, so that's... the orientation changes everything. It puts a master bedroom on the side of the house.
I think that would help, because right now you literally are kind of just having to walk, you know, down a narrow alley, you know, wondering where is the front door of this house. And at least now you can have a more of a landscape walk to get to it, because I don't see a way you use this house and anything you do to it's going to ruin the orientation.
I guess my point is, well, it's a perfectly nice plan, but maybe we need another one for this lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, again, how attractive is it for this lot to face the brick wall of the other house? You know, wouldn't it be more attractive?
I think that would be more of a determining factor by the buyer of it than the board necessarily. If the plan is an agreeable plan and the orientation is designed like it's designed for the view and taking advantage of the view and the sunlight, I'm not real thrilled about proposing another plan.
Well,
Mark, how far is the front of this house from the house on lot one?
It will be, tell you the truth, Don, I'll tell you.
You're talking about roof line?
No.
The front plane of the house where the front door is, not the front porch.
The porch is.
The porch.
Okay. The porch would be 20 feet then. If you dropped it back, yes, sir.
If we move it back.
If we move it back to 5 feet.
I think it's got to move back.
I mean, we have 95 feet total, and it's just at 67, I think. So,
I mean, 20 feet, I'm trying to guesstimate, is essentially from that first row of chairs to that back wall, right? Then that might be 25 feet. It might be a little more than 20 feet.
Let's see. Okay, let's move it from here.
That's the distance. Okay. If we move it back.
Yeah, if we move it back. But I think there's another 5 feet. I mean, we can move it back 10 feet and still be okay.
I'm just counting. It's 95.7 feet deep. So if we have a 67, then we have a 10-foot setback there, so that's 70, so 95, 85. Yeah, we could... 85,
67. So you don't want to take all of that green space away from them.
No, but I'm trying to say if the concern is the setback here and we have a 95-foot depth, I have a 10-foot easement in the back, the utility easement, which I can't really much. So that cuts it to 85 usable, and I have a 67-foot plan.
Not counting the front porch.
Let's see.
But that
goes to that, that 67 goes to the front of that living room bay.
But that includes the garage, which may end up, something could possibly be done with that.
Well, if you're going to lower that garage, you probably have to put a set of steps inside of it to get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to probably need more than 21 by 21 in the garage then.
Well, that's right. If we go to, we could still have a 10 to 12 foot setback from the property line and be able to do this house on that property with not encroaching on the prop and the easement in the back. And then that would give you 32, let's see, about 24 feet, I guess, would be the separation. There are zero lot line lots, by the way, so I mean, I'm trying to make concessions here.
Mark, your little cottage that you have under A5, is that too small?
It's similar square footage, but it does not. No, it's longer and skinnier, which doesn't allow for the detached garage there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, those lots are 137 feet deep, and this is only 95. So,
yeah, you have to come into the side of the garage rather than the back like that, obviously. But it does have it has a corner porch that you could enter and get to the front door easily. You'd flip it. If you put it in there. I'm okay with it. I mean, I think that Lucy's comment is correct. It's not a great, but that it may just take him longer to sell it or something. I know Lucy's trying to generate work for architects, and I appreciate that. But.
I'm just trying to
point it out.
I'm trying to be a little bit practical here.
Yeah, I agree.
Without the garage, it's a square, truthfully. I mean, you've got indentations and things, but it's a square,
Okay. Which
is a lot easier to work with. But the garage is what is messing up the setbacks.
Well, it's not that. I think what we're talking about is you could live with that hidden front door a little bit more easily if it's set back.
That's what I'm saying. If you didn't have the garage on it.
If you detach.
Really push it back.
If you detach the garage, here's the only negative to it. If you detach the garage, about the only way you could put the garage in is to have it be a front-facing garage, which is something we vehemently tried to not have everywhere.
Well, would you put it, then I think...
I mean, then I could flip it if you wanted to do it that way. I could turn it 90 degrees, but it's going to have to be...
But you could do a porte-cochere.
And have it be attached by a porte-cochere?
No, it can be there instead of this, Mark. It could be there.
Can you reverse the floor plan?
I don't want the sunlight on the bedrooms and not in the living room.
Yeah, you got the right views.
But do you see what I'm saying? Not everybody wants garages. Some people like carports. And a porte-cochere in that same place where...
Every reason that all these properties sell in downtown and all these proposals have sold as build packages is because they have a master bedroom downstairs.
Yes, yes.
They have hardwood floors.
Uh-huh.
They have tall ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
They have granite kitchens. And they have a two-car garage.
Wow.
Okay. That's what sells them. And the price point is under $400,000.
But what were you saying that you just make it a carport?
If you do it over there on that side of the house, then it's going to have a carport right outside of the dining room window, and that's going to obstruct those views.
Oh, you're talking about putting it there in front of... Yeah, that would block your sun again.
Right.
The only way you could possibly do it would be to literally... Take this house and that laundry room and all, and move it back to where the garage corner is, and then put the garage up here. So when you drive in, you know what we're talking about now. You park somewhere.
Turn immediately to your right, like this.
Pull straight in, and then your garage would go straight into those stairs, and your people could go straight into those stairs too.
Really?
So you really would sort of have more front there.
Just a second. Let me look at something here.
And then you still have your good orientation.
So then what about the setback issue from... I mean, would we be okay if we put the garage... If we push the house back to the back portion of the garage as far back another 10 feet, as we say, and encompass where the garage is now, that gives us 21 and 10... That's 31.
So, and then your driveway doesn't have to ruin that
yard. That's
right. You can have a little landscaped aerial, you know, like a mountaintop, and the dining room looks out. Yeah.
Can I come over and ask you something?
Yeah.
So we're putting the garage next to the house.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes a whole lot more sense.
It's sort of attached.
Let me see. Just if this is what you're talking about. If you take it right and put it attached to that way,
mm-hmm.
and then just kill this and move the whole thing back,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just make the driveway.
And then people can get to the.
So are you going to reorient the house or
just exactly where it is. Yeah. The new property line.
You take this
property line is now here. I don't know where it is.
It goes back to.
And this,
I understand.
This property line is here.
And so what's this right here?
That's just a connector from his garage. Wherever that, you know.
Like a walkway.
Just so he can get out of his garage into the, you know, you've probably got room to have, you know, have steps and go right into the.
So is the house going forward and the.
No, the house is sliding back
on the lawn.
The
house is going to eliminate this and take this and slide it back into that space and then take this.
And this just becomes green yard space.
It's going to be, well, I guess it's going to be an L shape.
Right.
Okay, so here. So the garage is kind of here?
Yeah. That's right. The garage is right out in front.
Mm-hmm. It'll be just oriented where you want mm-hmm. the doors
okay.
will be this way.
So the driveway will be the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Landscape driveway.
Yeah, you'll have a nice wall.
And you'll have a patio outside your dining room.
It'll be a little, but I think that's a lot better than what we originally.
Mark, I think Ben had a good point.
If you're going to step the garage down, are you going to have to...
I hope he's stepping it down.
Yeah, there's on the high side of the lot. He didn't need to do that.
That might step up.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Now, one other rule while we're beating this horse. I don't know if you have... What do you all think about the brick bases? I don't know that they add anything. There's a lot going on the front. There's different roofs. There's different window muttons. And then we've added, you know, these brick bases to the columns. Is that something that's really, that everybody thinks is wonderful and we really have to have those? Including you, Mark. They're expensive.
In lieu of, I mean, what would you do?
Just adding columns and columns.
Sure, I can live with it. I think if we, the biggest thing is if we can get the garage taken off the back and turned sideways at the front. If you don't mind that, then that's fine. That's a shorter driveway and it gives you more yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And you can do a poured, you end up with a poured foundation there, and you know, for that back wall, and probably eliminate necessarily having to do a retention wall there too. So
and you'd have to go quite as far down,
right?
Because I think you can build 5 feet off this in this location. You can build on the property line.
Right.
Well, except for gas easements.
We agreed to 15 from the easement, the line between 3 and 4.
But you've got an easement in the rear of the property.
But
too.
In this case, you could, you know, I think we could let you. We're trying to free up space in the back and on the sides, and these are patio homes, you know. They could. So if to get the garage up there at the front, you.
Guy, does that make any difference to you?
Don't lost me, because you don't have it on the screen.
Come here, let me show you.
You were trying to give me more circulation, and now it sounds like
you're taking it up.
It seems like to me if you're going to put the garage up on the front, you would turn the front door to face the side.
Yeah.
Which way?
Turn it to face the side of the lot.
Who's saying turn it 90
turn
degrees?
Turn the front door 90 degrees. Like, turn, rotate the house 90 degrees, and then your garage would be over near the master bedroom, and maybe cut in part of that front porch over there.
Mm-hmm.
It would join the house on that side.
And then
because
the
house isn't so deep when you take the garage off the back.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
See here, if you're going to make the depth different, you would put the garage here, okay, like this. And so then you take the house on the lot and you reorient it so that it fits like this on the lot.
Turn it to face the south.
Right. So it would be facing this way. The garage would still be right where you're talking about putting it, but you would spin the house. It seems like that would work better. All your views would still be out of this area of the house instead of this area of the house, but it still would be nice views.
So which way are you you're turning it now so that these face the back?
Yes.
They face the back.
They face the back.
So
right.
So now you do lose your morning, then you are losing your sunlight.
Well, I know you're a coffee drinker, and I know you like sun on your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Anyway, I think you lose some sunlight, but we can.
Okay, so we're talking about flipping it. I would go with flipping it. I would go with the garage up in the whatever corner that is,
right,
and then
right.
Flipping it so
it.
That the house faces towards Christ Central.
Well, that's what I was suggesting.
Yeah, I would go with that. I think that's much better than...
And then you'll have it, literally, this is
so
looking down
the
woods.
Same way as
this is looking down
yes.
The woods.
Right.
Yes.
Right, face the same way.
This thing
right.
Is going out here.
Right. And move your garage up.
Garage is over
so that
here.
It takes
right.
Up, well, so that it takes up part of your...
Yeah.
Your garage would join the house.
Right now, this is facing... That'll actually turn it around like that.
Or you can put it outside the porch.
And
turn the house this way. And move your garage to this corner over here.
So that would be this way.
Right, 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 right. I mean, that's not, you know. But that way, you would slide your house
but,
that way.
Yeah, so the nicest
that's
this
driveway.
Way. The way
short,
you had it
yes,
facing
driveway.
The brick wall.
Yes,
the
yard shortens it.
You have the nicest
so.
Part of your house looking at a brick wall instead of looking at a street or looking at, you know, looking at the woods or something.
Mm.
Well, nobody's ever going to see the front of it now. Because the driveway is going to turn you before you get to the
yeah, but when you come and approach it, you see the nice front part at a distance instead of having it
right up against a brick wall.
So you all are saying that the living room now faces toward the railroad cut.
Yes.
And this faces back toward the west.
Wait a second.
Yeah, towards the...
I thought the railroad cut was on the other side of Christ Central.
It is. The railroad cut is over here.
Right now the dining room and breakfast room are facing the railroad cut.
Right. And if you turn it, you're going to have the living room and dining room facing that corner.
Yeah.
But they're all...
So you're not going to have the good sun on your coffee breakfast nook.
Right.
So that's a showstopper.
The house is oriented toward the Price Central property, and the garage moves to the right front of the set, which is right in here.
I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But you don't like that McDonald, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, I just like the sunny rooms and, you know, that.
Well, in the entrance.
That can help sell a house, too.
Yeah. But if.
You want to sketch it out and bring it back?
No, I think we're okay. I'll sketch it. I can make it for you. I can
do that
again.
That's such a suggestion.
I think one thing we've all concluded, though, that if the garage were slightly more detached and pulled up, then it does allow you to pull the building, the house itself, back some, and free up some of your yard.
I think that I'm in agreement that either way, moving the garage to the front part of the lot is.
And then it's a matter of which.
I agree that it shortens the driveway and it gives you a more consistent contiguous yard. So right. I'm fine with that. But I'm not sure. I'm still
kind of
like.
Mm-hmm. I can go either way on
it toward the woods.
Okay. Well, we'll vote then on moving the. We'll see how the motion goes.
We'll vote on whatever the motion is.
Okay.
McDonald, you make the motion.
I can't make the motion because he's the chairman.
Not unless you all leave, then I can do.
Then you all
have a adjourn, and then I can make the motion. Okay. Okay. We need to see if anyone would like on this one. We haven't asked. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Now, while we have you up there, I think we decided that the brick. Pier things are not that critical to you, or
because
I don't think they add anything except for cost.
Okay. I'm all for $7 million.
We'll ask if anyone else would like to come comment on the application and the comments. But this is the very last lot at the rear. Southwest corner of the number 10 Downing Street. I know we've got a neighbor, and you're welcome to come up and talk. But
I'm still confused on
what
you're going to make a motion on.
Okay. Well, why don't you come forward, and then that way we can clarify. In fact, we'll let Mark.
Maybe I can sit beside Mark and shove me.
Well, you can do that.
What y'all want to vote on?
We can do that.
You need the screen.
Yeah.
Why don't we have the screen, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Is the screen not, does it not work?
I don't know. Well, the idea of I have right now.
I think it was.
Oh, this screen?
Well, it's probably a little bit late now, but I just wondered why, if it was working, it is.
Using, so.
Yeah, we don't usually use that.
It takes a second to come on if you want to
know. I guess if we knew something was coming up, we're doing it. You know. We'd probably do it if.
What'd you say, Ben?
How many more houses we got?
I thought you said we've got four more hours.
Houses.
You want to put the screen?
Okay. All right. Would somebody like to make a motion here?
Go ahead.
Lucy.
No.
The main part of the motion, Chuck can do this.
There you go.
He's an engineer. He can get it done.
All right, I'll make a motion.
Did I do that?
That's the main thing.
With respect to application 15-001027, that we approve the application as submitted with the following modifications. That the garage be oriented to, but is the front area of the house
adjacent to lot number three, lot number one, sorry, and that the house be moved back a similar distance to what the garage width or depth width would be, and that there's an option that the house is oriented either to the, what is that, east or the south?
That's correct.
And that the pillars of brick on the front porches are optional. Okay. Any, a second.
How about all the stuff with the muttons and all that stuff?
All the windows.
Additional muttons and the...
Yeah, on the first floor windows, that there be muttons, something to divide up the expansive glass.
The mass, okay? The upstairs.
I think that covered it. Okay, good, thank you.
Second that.
Got a second now, all right. Any other discussion? I hope not. Yeah, you've got...
So I've got a question for the staff. I would prefer Tommy, but he's not here. My question is, this is a concept. It's not a set of plans, you know. And is this sufficient to for him to keep up with the progress and know what's being built and not? Mm-hmm. It seems like that this isn't sufficient documentation for Tommy to do his job.
Yeah.
He's not here, so I guess I can ask Susan.
He will say it's not sufficient. He wants to see the final.
I would think that Mark has to submit a changed set of plans.
Well, are we voting on a house to be built, or are we voting on a concept? Because I thought that your motion in the application is that this is it. You don't come back anymore, right?
I would love that. I know I have to do build plans, but yes. I mean, other than that, I know that's
engaged
to this specification.
Yeah, I'd like to modify the motion to include that final plan, that the final two build plans be submitted for administrative approval, and if necessary, during that review, it's determined it has to come back to the board, it comes back to the board.
I agree to the change in the second.
Okay. So that way the board, if we look at it in the office and determine you all need to look at it,
then we do that.
It gives y'all a final, and we may just need to do that if it's just drastically different.
Right.
I think there was a question from the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Would you come, if you just do it on the tape? Thank you.
I didn't hear you address the setback from the property line. You talked about moving it back, and I think Mark mentioned it would be 10 feet. I'm okay with that, but y'all didn't state anything in the motion that what the setback would be. Mm-hmm. So that y'all need to address.
Okay,
that.
I'd like to amend it that the setback from the front of the property, which is the property between lot one and lot four, is 10 foot to the garage.
Okay. All right, is that okay? Definitely. Okay, all in favor, raise your right hand.
I'd like to discuss this more.
Okay.
I just have a problem approving a house on a concept plan, and so I cannot vote in favor of this.
Okay, so you really think that before we vote on anything, there ought to be legitimate,
more concrete
elevations and plans and.
I like the house. I like the plan. I'm all in favor. I just don't think procedurally we should be approving this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I may be the only one that feels that way, but I wanted everybody to understand why I was going to vote against it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not because of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, Mark.
Well, I agree that, you know, how long have we spent on this? And so I have sort of an idea of what I think it's going to look like, but probably we need something more.
How long will it take for you to get it, Mr. Mark?
I'm not going to proceed with it until I have a sale at this point. I'm trying to sell the concept, like I said in our meeting initially. I have provided what I have provided. I'm not going to spend the money to have the architectural rendering and not building spec houses. I'm going to build individual houses for individual buyers.
Yeah. I have no problem approving the concept.
You don't have a problem approving the concept?
No. I have a problem saying that, this is our final word on the matter.
Well, it isn't our final word, but you have a problem with the admin part. So he said it'll come back administratively, but you think it ought to come back here?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's legitimate. I sort of agree.
Depending on how the vote goes, and if the vote is no, then he has to... the vote may be yes, and everything's fine. Or the vote may be no, and then he has to start over again, basically.
I mean, I feel like Mark's putting a big investment into the community, and I don't want him to perceive that we're working against him, because I am absolutely tickled with what he's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
Well, we have this on four applications where we're not quite sure what the elevation is. We hope it's, you know, what we think. But
and so I'm going to have the same objection on all four.
Yeah. Now, there ought to be a way somebody could come in and have a concept.
I absolutely agree. He needs to be able to market these things, and we need to be able to say we're okay with this concept. And he should have that approval, you know, but that's not...
Hey, can I make a suggestion? Since they're all the same thing, and I'm like you, Lucy, I don't want to spend a night here either.
Right.
The changes that we've agreed to this one make this a viable plan, in my mind. I'm okay with all of those changes.
Mm-hmm.
All of the rest of these things, if I can have them in the same vein, a la, you know, conceptually approved on that basis, then I can bring the final plans back again for administrative deal, and then if you need to determine them to be before the board, great. But it seems that, yeah, then we can accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish, which is to be able to market the properties.
Right.
I don't have any issues with you guys looking at this stuff, and I mean, I've never had it. We've always been able to figure out how to do it. You know, just like even though that took a lot of time, we figured out a way to make that viable. The problem I have is, of course, in the time frames of trying to, you know, have just these concepts and my drawings and trying to get a commitment to buy, and, you know, I can get the plans drawn, you know, in probably a week's time.
Right.
But to get on the agenda and be back in a 30 to 45, 60-day program here puts a build package out into the middle of summer, which is really, you know, difficult on me. So I would like to have, you know, the conceptual approval of each of the individual deals and let the House review them. And if you guys then deem that it needs to come back to the full board, great, put it on the most immediate schedule you can. And if not, then let it be administratively approved. And I'm perfectly happy with that on all of the four, on all of the five. You know, because I think we can do, you know, the tweaking that we need to do to any of these plans like we did with this one, probably in an hour-long session, anywhere between now and that. But I'm just trying to you know, speed up the process so that I don't end up with hypothetical situations and I don't want to try to sell air. You know, I need to sell something that's, you know, generally approved and that we'll have to get a final approval once we draw the plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's, if you can figure out how to word that, Chuck, you're a better man than I am.
Right now he has that on the table, and it's right now it's an administrative review, and unless that review kicks it to the full commission.
I don't think it should be an administrative review.
I would propose that it will need to come back to the board.
Yep.
I don't think that you and Tommy will approve it administratively.
Okay.
They're too big. It's not like the design of a window, the design of a fence.
Yeah, it's not like change with a glass somewhere or something, which is what normally an administrative review, I'm not even sure it qualifies.
Then can I ask, what does the concept approval mean?
That means
We like your picture.
Go get your plans drawn when you get a potential owner. If you can, you know, remember 2 weeks from now, turn them in, and then 2 weeks later, approval from Design Review Board. So if you can get your plans done in 2 weeks, you know, if you get them approved, like you're saying, concept-wise, that you're going to have to take 1 to 2 weeks to get elevations, full elevations done, and then get them in, go through the, you know, process of getting on the agenda, blah, 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 and it'll be April the 7th.
And they're not building plans.
Not a full set of building plans.
It's just a floor plan and...
And a site plan and elevations.
Two, maybe three elevations, and that's it. And that's going to help you sell...
But do I not have that at this point on most of these other submissions? I have a floor plan.
Well, we don't really have how it fits on the site.
Yeah, you do.
I mean,
you have that.
I count each one of them.
He's talking about the others. But I don't think we've got an adequate elevation on some of those.
Well, but the site plan is, I think, isn't that the site plan? I was looking at A4, I guess. And so what exhibit is that? This is exhibit B, where you show the lot with the little thing drawn in red?
It was exactly the same that was done for all the 10 Downing properties that were approved. Exactly the same concept.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is there a way, Mark, to focus on the very most important plan or two that you want done immediately and then step through the others? And you know what I'm saying? If you can get your concept plan, like you're saying, maybe you don't need to get those drawings approved right away. Because
the 904 Colleton has the most, you know, interest in it.
Right.
Is that the corner?
Yeah,
that's the corner one.
The porch on it. That's the one that has,
you know, can you get that done in two? Get a just a
revised
elevation here in 2 weeks.
I have an elevation for three of the sides of that particular house, a garage, a floor plan, and a rendering for the photograph. You asked about the changes to the upstairs. This is the original plan.
We haven't finished with Lawrence Street yet, guys.
Yeah, we need to get that resolved somehow.
What kitchen did you just bring up?
That's just an additional room, an additional bedroom, mm-hmm. I think is what it is, that covers over top of the living space. I think the main issue is having a verifiable elevation, but I don't see why you can't sell these contingent on approval by the Design Review Board, and you've got to... You know, we've seen them all in work sessions now.
Well, because it puts another 30 to 60 days out in the process, that's why. That's the only reason to try to do this ahead of time. It's why I did everything in the 10 Bannon deal, was so that I had something that was marketable, so that I was able to go forward and say, okay, now we have an approval, mm-hmm. we can go for it. I realize I'm not getting an approval this evening, but if I have at least some way to shortcut that process... via administrative and or then you can revert it back to your committee, I have at least accelerated the process to a prospective buyer rather than telling them if I go out tomorrow and sell one, I'm another 30 days before I get approved, at least probably 40 some odd.
No, it's every
okay, well, 30 days before I can get it approved again, so that puts that out. They still don't know if they have a deal. They can't do any financial arrangements to make any loan processes, and so we're
until you get plans. So the plans are really integral to it. are they not having some plans?
Well, I have plans that are sufficient from a standpoint of all the other houses that have ever been submitted previously. This is all new. So this is why I'm trying to figure out what I'm getting handled at a concept versus no concept.
Okay, your other option, if the board allows it, is to call a special meeting if and when some special occurrence happens. But right now, you're looking at two weeks to get their elevations done, and then back here in the next 2 weeks. That's 1 month, and you could get them all finally approved.
We're really mostly interested in the elevation of the house and the site plan. We really have nothing to say about the interior.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, they've already said the fronts, except for that second one on Colleton.
I think it's issues with.
This one.
The design of the other corner.
We've got a motion and a second.
For 255 Lawrence, I mean, 255 Lawrence Street.
For Lawrence Street.
It died. So that motion died a long time ago.
No, it's still on the shore. It hasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all can have a motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were clarifying the setback. But I think some of you have had a concern with an administrative review. That's probably the issue here. I'm not a big fan of that either, but I'm willing to do it. So that's the motion. Do y'all want to vote up or down, or do you want to modify?
So the motion is on the floor.
Yeah.
So we, unless something happens, I think we have to vote it up or down.
Unless he changes it. Right now, I think the motion is just simply that we relocate the garage to the front, potentially reorient the house, but we don't know till we bring the plan in.
Right.
And then the reviewing
the house back.
And move the house back, yeah. And then the review process, I think, is what's at issue.
Well, Paula was reading from her minutes. And read it, Paula, please.
One of the amendments on the motion is final build plans to be submitted for administrative approval with option to return to the board if deemed necessary. So it's
You're covering.
Not necessarily granting.
It's not automatic administrative approval.
That's what I was asking for. If that is sufficient, then I have enough as a sales situation to move forward, and they're still going to get your final review. I'm fine with that on all five of the properties.
And then if you come back in a month and they need to tweak it or they need to see something else, then...
Right. Well, let's just go through this one, then. We'll go ahead and have a vote. We've got to do this four times, potentially.
Four more times.
Right, four more times. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when I phrased it that way, I fully expected that it would not get administratively approved.
Not necessarily on everyone.
Not necessarily on everyone, especially. Mm-hmm. And that the odds were pretty heavy they'd be coming back to the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm worried that we're going to vote this thing down, and then Mark's going to go back and start over. That's my concern.
Well,
I mean, how long before you can lease it? I know, and I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but if we say no, how does he start over again?
He has to wait a year if he wants to bring back the same plan, or he can come back next month with a totally different plan.
Yeah, see, that's I got a problem with that. I don't think.
And he's already gotten a variance for this one. No, not this one.
No, for the 904 policy.
Yeah.
So, and the problem is you might be voting down the one that actually began to work.
Right.
Because it's a risk until you vote, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my particular objection to the motion was that the orientation is optional, because I think it should not face the
other house, it should face the Christ Central.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to withdraw this one, and we're going to withdraw the one at 906 Carlton, and we'll go forward to the 904 Carlton, and let's decide what we're going to do with that one. This is ridiculous at this point in time. I'm sorry, I've tried to maintain my calm, but this is ridiculous. The wording there is acceptable. I said it was acceptable. You guys either vote on it, don't vote on it, but if you want me to withdraw them all, I'll withdraw them all. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to take a plan that is perfectly viable, has a zero lot line situation in the building deal, and have the orientation be determined, you know, where it doesn't fit the lot. That, you know, if you talk about somebody not being able to view it, there's no view of the front of the house if you orient it toward the railroad tracks. There's no view. All you'll see is a garage and a side view across the porch as you come down the driveway. Mm-hmm. So there's no point in building that house on that lot with that kind of an orientation. So I'm not interested in doing that.
So you don't want to turn it to the railroad tracks?
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Okay.
Well, then we take out that option then. But we do need to decide if we want to withdraw it. I mean, I think...
I don't want to be in a situation where the plan gets negated for a year.
Right.
Because somebody, you know...
Well, I think that's wise, because that's not the one you want to build in 2 weeks anyway.
It's not.
We've really gotten a lot done here. We're just not ready to make a motion, I think. Okay.
There's a motion made and seconded.
We've got to make a motion to.
If he says he would like to continue the application, then y'all can
make a motion to continue.
Right, and just take that one off the floor. Off.
When we say 60 days.
Well, I thought we'll
put a time frame on it.
Okay, continue it. Just continue it.
Continue that one.
Okay, we got a motion and a second out of one guy. All in favor, raise your right hand.
Continuation.
Okay, and I think the comments were relevant. All of them were, you know, pertinent. But the orientation is a big issue, I think. Now, let's, Mark, I think we might want to take you up on your offer, okay? That you want us to focus on 904. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Did you want to withdraw 906, Mark?
Yes.
906 is.
How about 912 and 918?
I'd like to pursue those.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll have another question.
Since Lucy doesn't like 918, I'll withdraw it as well. But I'm going to keep 912 in the mix, like it's wrong.
Okay. So what we're doing is we're going to have another, going to do a motion then about 906 and 918.
Motion to continue.
Yes, I'd like to continue those two.
Okay.
All in favor? Okay. Motion carries for 906 and 918. Okay, now we'll have the secretary read us then the. You want to quickly read 904?
Yes.
Susan?
Yep. Okay, this is application number 15-001028, applicant Mark Thompson, location 904 Carlton Avenue Southeast. He's requesting approval for the construction of a new 2004 square foot cottage at 904 Carlton Avenue. The house will have a crawl space with brick underpinning, carved plank siding, simulated divided light vinyl clad windows, French doors with transoms, 30-year architectural shingles, vinyl sockets and eaves, vinyl shutters, and a wood wraparound porch on the front and west sides. Colors will match those on the house with the exception of the roof. I think it's shown with a metal roof, and he'd like to do the dark 30-year architectural shingles. A two-car garage with carriage-style garage doors and materials to match the main house will be located at the rear of the property with a 14-by-14 second-floor office. All materials will match those on the main house. A covered breezeway will lead from the garage to the house. And also just note that he received a variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals at their last meeting for the 10-foot setback instead of the 20 feet that was required.
Okay, and then I think I have an Exhibit D, maybe, is that right? This is an Exhibit D that you want.
Additional, that's E.
That's the second floor that.
That's to correct the change floor plan for the roof, yeah.
Okay.
To match that.
Mm-hmm. It has another bedroom upstairs, so it doesn't change the exterior at all. So here where you see the second floor, that's not valid anymore.
Right.
It'll just be an L shape. I guess it's just an L shape.
Right. We spent a lot of time on this house over the last month. Mm-hmm. Work sessions.
Ready to start questions?
Yes.
Okay, so we're working on 906, right?
904.
904, thank you. All right, I think it was the wrong plan. Give me another minute.
Do you have a front elevation? You have a garage elevation, and you have a drawn side elevation, which seems to.
You have a site plan.
You do have a site plan.
Mm-hmm. The site plan is not quite right. I don't believe. Well, if it's on the plat here, I don't believe. I believe the driveway will come off of the.
Yes, this has been modified. When we change back to the original, it'll come off the 20-foot easement.
Off the easement.
It'll be a back-facing garage. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so the garage opens to Williamsburg?
No, it'll open to the easement now behind it. That was
to the easement, yes. Okay. So the site plan is not drawn right.
Let me look. Did we not change that? Let me see.
Exhibit B shows the garage, the driveway coming around and coming in from Williamsburg, the driveway.
Mark, you have the aerial view that he's drawn in on is, yeah. It doesn't show which side it does. But
this right here, where the driveway comes in from the Williamsburg side?
No, this has been changed. Right?
So this isn't, this Exhibit B is not any good?
No, this is how I think.
This is the new Exhibit B?
That's accurate, yeah.
Okay. And where's the driveway? From the easement?
Yeah.
Back here?
The rear.
Okay. No fencing or anything?
We don't have governance over fencing or fencing.
And the stairs that go up on the
outside, there's no longer any exterior stairs, there'll be interior stairs. We had originally planned for an apartment, and the new prospective buyer, that's just an office, just as your design is, I believe. So it's interior stairs.
Mm-hmm. You've got the floor plan for the apartment because this was just decided after we had copied everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's
basically an open room upstairs with open.
Okay. Now, if I can jump right in, if you all don't mind, the Williamsburg elevation is what we have a hand drawn elevation of that. Now, the front, we don't have an elevation, but we have a photograph, or a picture, okay, a photograph. So it'll be pretty much what we see in the Southern Living House Plan photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then except that porch on the left-hand side will be deeper.
Yes.
And then I think that we would have to say you'd have a shed roof dormer up on there like you do on the side that we see in the photo.
Right.
And that'll give you more head height. Now the columns aren't right, as we said. The columns, you know, will need to be spaced accordingly.
Like the front porch.
Yeah. And it just probably means adding a column, I think. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do y'all have other questions here about this?
Yes, sir. What is this sheet here that's all the big sheet?
Is that the floor plan?
That's the floor plan.
Floor plan. So we should ignore all the outside details?
No, he drew that side plan off of this floor plan.
Well, I was just trying to figure out. What is this? Is the site plan, or if the first one is site plan?
The site plan matches this one now.
Okay. Okay, so is there a setback issue between the street and the porch?
That's where it's been resolved. It was a BZA.
We had to go to BZA.
10-foot variance.
So that's 10 feet there?
Uh-huh. It was 20. They were 10 feet the porch could be used for additional living.
So the porch on the side is how wide, and the porch on the front is how wide?
Porch on the side is 10, the porch on the front is 4.
The other way around.
No, the side is over is 10.
The 10, but that's the side porch. The front door goes out the Colleton Street.
4 feet.
So the front porch is 4 feet, and the side porch is 10.
And you have, let's see, one... Let's see, 4 columns on the front porch toward Colleton. 2, 3, 4, 5, and probably 5 columns on the...
Probably have to go out with one more, McAllen, because the width of the side porch is going to go out further than what you have there. You have a corner post right lined up with the outside wall. You'd have to have another one out of the corner, I would suspect.
Yeah, well, that, it should pretty much be what we see in... I see what you're saying. That was 1, 2, 3, 4 without the additional 10. Okay. 1, 2, right.
So we're going to 5, correct?
5 across the front.
5 or more. Yeah, 5 across the front.
1, 2, 3.
Picture itself had no side.
So only rear elevation of the garage, that faces the back street now, right? I don't know if that has a name on that street. Okay. And then the right side of the garage is right above that. What side of the house is that? I'm sorry. Right side of the garage. Which way does that face?
The right side garage faces that little pool he has drawn in.
Okay, so that's facing Williamsburg?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, no, I'm wrong.
No?
Well, that's the left side.
Yeah, that's the left side, but so you might want to change that around to the right, I mean the other side.
So what's the right side here? It's saying the right side of the lot, which is actually facing up towards Colleton?
No, the right side of the lot would be facing toward Marlboro.
Right, Marlboro. Okay.
So that's incorrect. That should be the left side of the...
Yeah, that should be left.
That says left side on the right. Now, those are glass doors into the garage.
Yeah, that's...
That'll be coming off of an area, pool area, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, do you think you have enough?
And this, the hand drawing, again, I'm sorry.
McDonald's trying to modify that for us.
Is it modified or not?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, it depends on your spacing that you get up on the front, but it's going to have at least one more column.
But it doesn't have any dormers?
Oh, yes, it does have a dormer up there, yeah.
But the dormer's not shown.
He also has, you entered that other...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll match it up with that.
I'm not handing this to Tommy. I'm not voting for it. I just can't. There's too many markups. There's too many stray marks. It's just too unclear.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you can get a quorum for the rest of the team, because I cannot pass this on to Tommy.
Okay, if we had a similar vote in concept, do you all feel like y'all could vote on this as a concept?
I'm okay with the concept.
But you need some more, I mean, I feel like we do too. We don't know how many columns are right, and you need to know that, you know. So we may have to see how we want to. Do you all have comments about this at all?
I just have one comment.
Yeah, you come forward. Because we're getting ready for public comment.
I spoke to Mr. Thompson today about this. I'm Rusty Risher from 226 Barnard, soon to be 254 Williamsburg. Our only concern was that on a couple of the renderings, the garage looked identical to our garage, with the single shed dormer on one side, two lights, door beneath. And again, I've already had this conversation with him, and he said that, you know, they wouldn't be identical, but I just wanted to sort of get on the record to say, you know, one of the things we love about that little neighborhood that we started is, you know, hoping that the individuality of each residence would show through. And we love the proposed designs, but we also want to make sure that each one of them is unique. So just wanted to get on the record as saying that we would not like any of those garages to look identical to ours. Right. So, and he, again, I think if you look at the fine print on the first one, 904, I believe there are four dormers, but it doesn't show that in that rendering. And then the only other one in question, I think, for us was 912, because it looks, there are no drawings.
It doesn't match the house, per se.
Right.
As a fashion style. Right.
Yeah, and it shows on the front where you sketched in the gable dormer as opposed to the shed. So we just want to make sure that.
I think that's very relevant, and I'm glad you came forward to say that. That's exactly what we need to know as we approve a series of houses that are all beside each other, and we don't quite know which drawings go with which.
I'm pretty sure I would have been in trouble had I not come up and said something. So. Yeah. So, but it was a legitimate concern that we've had, and again, spoke to Mr. Thompson. He said no problem, but I just wanted to get on the record.
Well, now this thing we're just looking at—that's the left side garage. Are you seeing that drawing that has the shed dormer up there?
Right, and I guess Mark, you can probably speak.
Is that like yours?
Because I know in the little sketch that you had, it showed four.
So we don't want to prove it like that.
Yeah. That was what. Yeah, the apartment, Susan, the one that we did when we had the apartment had four dormers in it, as opposed to a single side window. So that'd be the only change deviation coming over here. Mm-hmm.
And maybe if it had three windows instead of two, just to so it doesn't look identical. That's all that we're asking.
Right. That's not asking too much.
But for the record, I love what he's doing. So.
We do too. I do too, even though it sounds like a doll. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So do you think, and because I do you think having a narrow front porch on the top front and then real wide one on the side is going to make the house look disproportionate?
I don't necessarily. I was a little shocked that it was 4 feet.
I think we changed it to 5.
Oh, did you?
I changed it to 5. I thought that's what we talked about. You can't tell from the plans, that's for sure.
I'm going to do 6, but...
6? Even better. I mean, if that's the case, then the difference, the 4-foot difference then would not bother me. Originally, with the 4 and 10, that seemed a little odd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think 6 is adequate for a front porch. And then I love the idea of having that side porch be
usable.
Yes, usable space, like a breakfast area or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, when you walk up, you will probably have a second thought. Am I going to the front of the house?
Or the side.
And you may probably walk around to the side and think you need to go up on the wide porch, and that's where the family's having breakfast.
Right.
So I think you do have to give some clues, and the wider porch helps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, I think it's going to look odd if it's more than a 2-foot difference. But that's just my opinion.
We're talking about width of porch.
Talking about the depth of the porch on the front and the side is going to look odd if it's more than 2.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing for Mark.
Well, 6 is a whole lot better than 4.
Well, no doubt about it. I agree.
4 is not really a porch. It's just a walking.
And since we don't have any elevations, we can't really tell. Yeah.
So now we've asked, officially we asked for some comment, and you've given us comment.
Yes, sir.
That's very helpful. And unless your wife or your girlfriend wants to have a comment, then...
That would be his wife.
I thought it would be both.
That's all I like about that idea.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. That's helpful. Yeah, exactly. Appreciate your sitting through all of this.
No problem.
You're dedicated to the neighborhood, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Now, we could have a motion, but it sounds like that we do have concerns about just voting outright without it being a concept.
Can we get Mr. So here's what I'm happy to say, that the Wildmere Cottage, that is an acceptable concept, and with the porch facing on Williamsburg Street. That this is, I like this. This looks good and it's appropriate. Is that what you want?
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay, well, let's keep it at that.
But we need way more. The wraparound porch is not part of Wildmere plan.
She just said it. She said with a porch on Williamsburg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So now, I think Lucy just wants it brought back with some drawings.
Yeah, because I can say, I like this, and I can tell you which ones I think are appropriate and which ones I don't think are appropriate.
We already withdrew those, didn't we?
Yes.
I think there's one in there that...
No, I think let's go ahead and keep going forward now, and would somebody like to make a motion to that effect now?
All right.
I think, okay.
So, what application is this? This is... With respect to application number 15001028, I move that we approve the concept of the Wildmere Cottage as shown on Exhibit C, mm-hmm. with the addition of a wraparound porch on the Williamsburg side as an appropriate concept for this neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
but with the understanding that we'll need detailed, we'll need at some point the whole board to see detailed drawings, but Mr. Thompson would have the ability to market this.
Mm-hmm. Complete exterior elevations.
Yeah.
And now with the understanding that we will try to maintain some variety with the garage attached, the detached garages relative to one another. I think that was...
Yeah, okay. I would, yes. And
yeah, I think we would want that anyway.
Yeah, that there would be some variety among the between this garage and other garages.
Yeah. Do we have a second?
I do. I'll second that.
Motion second. Any further discussion? No, I don't hear any. All in favor of approving this concept, raise your right hand. Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so that was, so...
Number 912, Mark, is that the one you wanted?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 912 is... This is application 15-001030, Old Aiken Overlay. Mark Thompson, 912 Colleton Avenue, Southeast. Applicant is requesting approval for the construction of a new 2,148-square-foot cottage with an old brick foundation and chimney, a front gable dormer instead of the shed dormer shown, simulated divided light windows, hardy plank siding, architectural shingles, vinyl eaves and soffits, and a wood front porch with 8 to 10-inch round columns. A detached two-car garage will be located at the rear of the house with materials to match the house and carriage-style garage doors, and he has submitted a front elevation, real floor plans, and a side elevation of this house.
And the garage, if I can ask, the garage then sits on the end of the master suite, or is it, is that correct?
It'll actually be to the right of that, and we'll have a porch attached to the porch there.
Okay, good. So it'll be corner to corner, so you'll have windows in the master suite,
yes.
And they don't get blocked.
Right.
Okay. Now, is that site plan
Which one is it on the site plan?
Which one is it?
This one.
918?
Yeah, this one.
912?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are y'all reading those numbers?
It's the second one from Marlboro.
She's looking at the aerial view.
It's true, the red sheet here.
Now I'm looking at that.
The second one from Marlboro.
It's the number 121-1008-011.
Right.
0811, okay. That's the one. Now, this plan...
Well, that back the garage up against the proposed garage on 10, which was the lot next to it, so there was opposite facing. Let me see.
So does that...
We have a different garage, right?
So that means... it seems to me like...
We'd have to reverse that to the right rear instead of the...
Right rear, because I think you have, again, a pretty nice... orientation
and juxtapose it so it doesn't take the bedroom.
So the garage will be on the right rear.
Yeah.
Okay, because you have a good orientation here with some sun.
Windows and stuff.
Ben doesn't like sun. He likes to sleep late.
No, I don't. I like sun. I like sun.
This garage will not be attached to the house, Mark.
No. This one will not. No.
Yeah, I think that's nice. I mean, I think that'll be appropriate. It's a neat little plan.
It's hard to find plans like this with attached garages.
That'll be a different garage, right?
Yeah, we'll match the house with the garage, and then I think we should probably, you know, since we've had this discussion earlier, Ben, not to offend you, but I'd really like to leave the roof plan like this as opposed to putting a gable.
Okay, I'll leave it as a shed. Yeah. Now, you all, while we're looking at the second floor, we don't really have to approve the floor plan. Thank you. Yeah, good. Thank you. I think it's a neat little house. You just have to rotate that second floor 90 degrees. I finally figured it out. So the bath is over the kitchen.
What?
This thing right here doesn't orient like the same way.
Oh.
It has to be turned.
Oh,
isn't that right, Mark? Yeah, because
there's
the windows that you're talking about.
Gotcha. Okay, I was like,
The windows that he was just talking about.
Yes,
gotcha. That'd be a neat room up there. Looks out over that room. Okay, now, do we have any other questions about the garage itself? I think this is where, as you finalize it and get it located on the right corner, These plans that come back are going to be useful. But it's a nice, I feel like Lucy did about the last concept. Really like the concept. Yeah. So I can't make a motion there. So.
Okay, well, you want me to, okay. I guess.
We think Mr.
You have any other comments, sir? Excuse me.
That's fine.
Nothing different from earlier where we just asked
okay.
That you maintain the
value. You know, we could appoint him as sort of the design review coordinator for that neighborhood. That is
design. The people that want to buy the 904 residence really would like for him to decide to move out, and he hasn't moved in yet, but they'd like for him to go out and just take that house. So right. They were thrilled with the option of having that sort of a similar type of a house, but with that big porch as an option. So that was the attraction. They would have. You could make money on your house already.
Yeah.
So what do we say about the? I can't think of the word now.
Garage.
The garage. Yeah, the facade of the garage.
Yeah. It's all going to be different.
Yeah, we'll
match the house with this garage. It's just
it's
craftsman stuff.
I'm
going to ask
motion.
This question because he doesn't have any vinyl trim. Do you have any vinyl trim on your house?
No, sir. I mean, they're vinyl clad windows.
Yeah.
The same that you're proposing, but all the siding, soffits, etc. are vinyl.
And I'm looking at. Get the way that you've got open frame porch and all.
That's
do you have to have vinyl trim on these houses? I mean, couldn't you do what Buddy is Buddy building them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that makes a difference.
So
of vinyl leaves and soffits?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You're saying you're in favor of vinyl?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm saying it sort of creeped in down in number 10 Downing, and that's where they are, and that's where they're going to be. But these are right here on Carlton, and that they've established, you know, pretty much genuine, you know, wood, a hardy board trim.
I'm not sure what we approved for the house last month. The one Buddy brought to us that's got the courtyard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what y'all approved for that. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Some sort of stucco.
Well, the stucco is the siding, but I don't remember the soffits and the fascia.
Okay. That's the chairman, vice chairman. But I think that he's, again, they've established something that is looks like it could have been in there originally, and that's what you're trying to do. Yeah. I don't know who's doing that. Richard's doing that.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
But you had brought a horse in here for me.
Oh, yes. So, are we ready for a motion?
Yep.
Yes.
With respect to application number 15001030, I move that we approve the concept plan for a low country cottage similar to shown on Exhibit C for a new 2,148 square foot cottage with an old brick foundation and chimney, a shed dormer, simulated divided light windows, hardy plank siding, architectural shingles, wood eaves and soffits, and a wood front porch with 8 to 10 inch columns,
mm-hmm.
and a detached two-car garage located in the rear of the house. With materials to match the house and carriage-style garage doors, with the understanding that the applicant will provide elevations and a site plan in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second.
Can we go ahead and say hardy board as well as...
Did I say that? I was reading it.
The eaves and soffits.
Hardy board instead of wood.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure, that'd be fine, yeah. Uh-huh.
But you want wood for the front porch and the supports and stuff for the front porch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I'm just trying to make
guess. Sure. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Okay. Good.
Let's go home.
Those are the ones you needed, right?
Thank you.
Okay. We need a raise. Okay, I think that's it, right, Susan?
I'll take it back. This is my last meeting.
Oh, come on. I was thinking that, too. Okay, meeting is adjourned. Yeah, we went out with a bang. Now you're really glad you're retiring. Thank you.